Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Could interfere with elections and security and cause enormous and irreversible damage. Good morning, it's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. No, I'm not talking about Facebook or Instagram or any of the other social media outlets. I'm talking about AI. And this was a declaration made by two very influential companies out of Japan. They said that the social order could collapse, sparking wars if AI is not restrained.
That seems about right, doesn't it?
It does, but I think it's all about who's programming it on the back end.
Well, so this is the problem, though. It's like there are certain areas where artificial intelligence is probably going to be immensely helpful in society, like in the medical field.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, et cetera. But let's face it, this thing is so just ready for evil people or people who have bad intentions to be able to utilize it. And I think the scary thing is within 4 or 5 years, it'll be so hard to decipher what's real and what's not.
It's already getting to that point.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, I've had this conversation, me being blessed with the 2010 vision, I can still see it a little bit visually. But when, like, they do the AI Casey Daniels and Rob Kendall, I mean, can you really tell a difference?
Well, I mean, what Hammer made of both of us sounded really, really close.
That's what I'm saying. And so when there's a non-visual component to it. Mm-hmm. Now, again, some of them are a little off. Like when they do Joe Biden, he sounds like Joe Biden from 20 years ago. He doesn't sound like Joe Biden anymore. But it's really a scary frontier. And this is part of the issue with technology is, and I don't even know how you would have prevented this from happening, but we've seen such a rapid acceleration of technology the past 20 years that there's no real harnessing it at this point.
So these companies, they're saying that AI is going to make the information space unhealthy, and it also will damage the dignity of the individual.
Well, and you look at, like, I mean, just from a pure worker perspective, I've had a buddy who does promotional videos for people, and he was talking about and has begun to toy and tinker with AI, and he was talking about how AI is a total game changer in the sense of there are services that you pay a nominal fee each month, and that AI will pull stock images for you. Mm-hmm. It'll record in your own voice whatever thing you type in, so you don't have to do it anymore. Like, just in the world we live in, which is, you know, promotions and events and things like that, AI is already starting to establish a foothold in that landscape. And it will establish a foothold in every part of our economy if it's not reined in. But I don't even know what reining it in looks like, Casey. I don't even know where you would even begin to say you can't or shouldn't or won't be able to whatever, because we're a free country.
Well, and everybody says it's going to help productivity. And there are areas in my job where day to day, yes, it does help productivity. But where do you stop? You know, do you have to start earmarking this was done by AI or this was created by a real human? And there's already an entire media company, it's called Alpha Media, where they have AI disc jockeys based on a human. So do we have to start being transparent of this is AI or this is a human? Now, there have been 25 states that have considered AI legislation just last year, 15 passed laws or resolutions. But at what point does it need to be on a federal level or does it not to? Is this just up to the user to determine, or does it need to be transparent and pointed out that, hey, by the way, you're not dealing with a real human here?
Well, and don't forget that the lawmakers here, as they always do, put themselves first. They did pass AI legislation, but it deals with political ads and memes or whatever else, because they don't want to have anybody do anything offensive about them. So as the state of Indiana, the Republicans always do here, they put themselves first. Mm-hmm. And said, well, screw you, everybody else, we don't care what happens to you, but you're not gonna mess with us in these campaign ads.
So, and it's affecting colleges across the country. You know, I've been working with my daughter daughter. She's got all of these final term papers that are due. And the instructions from the professor say you have to do this without the help of Google and without the help of ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. And you can't put these through Quibble because that will detect whether it's been plagiarized by ChatGPT. So it's in the education system at this point.
Yeah, but you know, no matter how advanced AI gets, you know one thing it will never be able to do?
The news, like Kurt Darling.
Duplicate the news of Kurt Darling, and that's next.